4CBA Mobile.
Those onion rings taste pretty good, Dave, in 0TR.
Tom, I'll tell you, if they look half as good as they taste half as good as they looked, they must taste pretty good.
It was, and that blueberry pie was good, too, until this morning.
I was having to accelerate, and my exhaust drowned you out.
I'm going to have to give you a ticket for that. I said that blueberry pie was real good, too, last night, until this morning, but I won't go into that.
Blueberry pie. Well, that sounds good, too. Blueberry. My grandmother used to make blueberry, blackberry, apple, peach. Good Lord. Makes me hungry just talking about it.
Well, Bernice and I got our first COVID shot this morning. Took the kids to school, and then she went by Kmart down there and told us there wasn't much of a line. Well, the time we got there, the whole parking lot was full, and I thought, oh, my gracious. And we went up there, and there was only a few in the line, and I'd say in less than 5 minutes, we were inside, and they canceled our existing appointments, made us another appointment, moved us from that table to the shot table, gave us our shots, moved us to another table, rescheduled our next shots for March the 2nd, and we was just like Willie Nelson. We was on the road again, I'd say within a half hour.
Mark, did you go to the one, the old Kmart Plaza? That was the first Kmart to be built in Greenville.
The one over there by the Greenville Hospital on the west side of town, Dave, down there by the Bylows and such.
Somebody else just keyed up, didn't say anything. Yeah, I grew up about 2 miles from there. If you go out West Ferris and cross the creek down there, Brushy Creek, you took a turn right on the Moultrie. It's a one-way street now. They've, you know, for 66 years, it's, I've known it to be a two-way street, and now all of a sudden they've decided it's going to be one way. That section of it is. Now once you cross, what's the name of that road? We always call it the new road because they paved it with asphalt and it was smooth. But anyway, once you cross the next road, have two-way traffic, but it is kind of narrow.
Yeah, I heard that a minute ago, too. And if anybody wants to break in, go ahead. But, it was a fruitful morning. I was going to a doctor's appointment on the west side of town there anyways for a routine 6 month checkup thing, and we went on down there about 9, I guess, and or maybe it was closer to 10, I don't remember, Dave, but they have really got a unique setup down there, and there's just, it looked like an acre of people out there with computers and that, and giving shots, and they really, really had people knew what they were doing. I can't say enough about it. I'm very surprised.
For CPA. Yeah, well, I've been by there, driven by there, because my mother-in-law lives over that way, and you know, it looked like it was pretty crowded most of the time. But that's where I'll go. I've got a date, and it's about a month, March 5th, I think. I go go and get my first shot, but I've already had it, so had COVID. So I should have some antibodies for at least 30 days, the doctor said. And he said it might be, you might have them up to 6 months. He said they just don't really know.
You can't get it for, I think, 30 days, Dave. There's a time period there anyway. You can't get it after you had it.
Hey, you know, I have my chart, and I sent my doctor a note about that, and he said I could go ahead and get it and, you know, sign up. And so, you know, it's going to be a month anyway. And I had it back in, I don't remember, I guess it might have been the first week in January, last week of December or something. Anyway, it'll definitely be more than 30 days by the time my shot date rolls around.
Yeah, that'll be good, Dave. Well, I'm surprised. Usually things like, well, trying to get one down here on Buncombe has just been a pain in the rear, but not too bad. But at DeGruy Memorial, but they were way on out. Bernice's was February 25th, mine was March 12th, and then you have to wait 21 days to get the next one. This was really nice. Instead of giving you the runaround, they were there to help you.
Yeah, it's good to know. Well, I'm sitting in the parking lot here at Wally Mart. You need anything from Wally?
My knowledge, we went down to one the other day. I can't remember which one we went to now. I think the one down in Pelham, but well, we was going there, and we went to another one. Greer, I guess. Got what we needed and got out of there and never got around anybody, so I was happy for that. See you later, Dave. KB4CBAN0TR, and I just sent you an email.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Tom, N0TR, KB4CBA, clear.
TR, KO4LEO.
Brian or Jim? It's got to be Jim, doesn't it? That's N0TR.
That's correct. I just was going to get a quick signal check here. I'm hooking up a new Yaesu in my truck, and I just wanted to see how it sounds.
Here is an FM radio station. Sounds great, Jim. And, I had Brian's, he's from GE, and a very interesting gentleman to talk to, KO4LEP, and you're KO4LE, and give me that one.
LAO, and I think he's KO4LAP.
Lima Echo Papa, but you may be right. Oh, I was just sitting here. You're starting to create a new password for Consumers Reports. You know, you have a tendency to subscribe to more magazines when you're cooped up. Maybe that'll end in a while. We got our COVID vaccine this morning, Jim. I feel very lucky to have gotten the first one anyways.
I had a couple of fellows about that this morning, so it's fortunate. We're waiting one on for our father-in-law there. He's in 91, and so he has an appointment date, and they told my wife, I think, not to cancel the appointment he had.
Certainly made me nervous when they said they had to cancel the other appointment, but she did, and she immediately set us up for another one, and they had extra vaccine, and so we got to go on through, whereas we had tried at Greer Memorial several times, and they didn't have any extra vaccine, and you have to have an appointment, which we had, but me with heart failure, I wanted to get it just ASAP. And it would have been another 2 months before we completed everything. And I'm 73 years old, so very thankful to get it.
9 years younger, so I got to wait because I'm not over 65 yet.
And I think I think they're starting to really get it in gear. They really had an efficient setup out there at Kmart. I was very pleased. You know how government things usually are. Hurry up and wait.
Both very familiar with how Uncle Sam works things sometimes.
Yeah, the old saying is don't call me late for supper. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it stood in chow lines many a time in the pouring down rain. And you had to love it.
An alert with, seven other air crews. I can remember in our day room we had one black and white television, and talk about trying to get that many guys watching one TV. It was hilarious.
Getting them, they used to have trouble in the machine shop I worked at, and guys would get these big boom boxes, and one would be playing rock, and one would be playing country, and then the fights would ensue, and so they just got rid of all of them, and that was sad. So I had my own electric shop, and I had a radio that I played just during the noon hour, and one day the superintendent come walking through, and I had got called out to a machine, and I had forgotten, left it running. It wasn't loud at all. I just listened to low-key stuff or the news at noon. He says, "That's got to go, Tom." And I said, "Okay, Jim, no problem." But I said, "The one up in the office that you guys listen to, that's got to go." Because I said, "You just said that's company policy." And you know, he took them out.
Well, look, Tom, I just wanted to get a quick radio check here, but thanks for the comeback. And I hope you guys don't have any ill effects from the shot there, and it goes very good for you.
Yeah, I just got a text from my daughter up in Michigan, and I think she had the Pfizer, didn't she, Bernice? I'm pretty sure. Not positive, but Steve, KV4, VWA anyways, he said his wife had some side effects from the Moderna vaccine that weren't too favorable, but this was the Pfizer vaccine, so we'll just have to wait and see. But Shelly said, "Look out for number two. She's got a low-grade fever and doesn't feel well." Anyways, FYI. Jim, it's good to hear you. K4LAO in 0TR. Have a good day.
Care. I'm sure we'll talk to you on the net or sometime soon. KO4LAO, clear. Just barely. Say that call sign again. KO4LAO. Mike, I think. Is that correct?
Hello. Foxtrot 4, Hotel Mike.
Okay, I copy now. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Hotel Mike. You're kind of in the weeds there with a little bit of static.
Back, Jimmy. I'm on a talking with an external antenna in Rock Hill, and I'm assuming you're in the Greenville area.
At the base of Paris Mountain here in Traveler's Rest.
Very good. And you said my signal's pretty low, correct?
You know, I'd say at maybe a 3 out of 5, somewhere around in there.
All right, very good. Thank you. And let me confirm your call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Thanks for coming back to me.
Can as well. KO4LAO clear.
Yes, and the same was the signal report from N0TR, Tom, here in Greer, and it's a really, really low signal, but copyable. This is N0TR clear.